Yevamith Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamith Bavli, Daf Samach Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem on Medalef, at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Gimel. As you saw, Shenisus Lekayen, Umeis, Venicha, Uberus, Leyechlu, Avadea, Betruma, Vene, Chokshel Uba, Uba, Poisol, Vene, Machel, Divay, Rabbi Yossi. Yossi says that if a Basisol was married to a Kohen and he died, and he left her pregnant, her slaves don't eat truma because the fetus owns part of them. The fetus forbids from eating, but does not permit eating. Amalim Achashe, Hiadosa, Benoishel, Abasisol, Lekoyen, Baf Baskoyen, Lekoyen, Umeis, Benicha, Muberus, Layechlu, Avadar, Betruma, Benichal, Kashauba. Homes say after you testify to us about the son of a Basisol, married to a Koyen, even if a Bas Koyen was married to a Koyen and he died and left her pregnant, her slaves should not eat truma due to the fetus's share of them. The Gemara says, Amr Blaza, Kini Masnisa, Avadea, Yoichlu, Avadov, La Yoichlu. The Blaza says that our mission should say that her slaves, means the Maluk slaves, eat truma, but his means her husband's, meaning Saint Basil slaves, do not eat truma because the fetus owns part. Okay, he Aichelis Mavadea in an Aichling, because if you wouldn't say so, she eats for her slaves do not eat, this would not be reasonable. Rabbi Yosha, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Im Mizu, Afiluhi, Le Tzechel. Rabbi Yosha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, rejected that and said that this is not a proof. I could say that even if she does not eat while she is pregnant. Amar Rabbi Chagai, Kaimi Rabbi Yosha, Loi, Rabbi Yochanan, Poleg, Loi, Omar, Ela Mizu, Afiluhi, Le Tzechel. Chagai said in front of Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue with the brother's law, just he says from here there's no proof because I can say that even she does not eat. Asa uvda kremer Rabbi Yosha ben Yishu ben Levi, omau Sarah A, heich hatsibo nehek. The case of a pregnant Bas Yisrael widowed from a Koyen came in front of Yishu ben Levi and he said, you're going to see how the tzibo conducts himself. Avon b'shem Yishu ben Levi, b'loi dovet v'halachazu, Avon, quoting Rabbi Levi, said not only in this halacha, but any halacha that wavers in Beis Din, and you don't know how to rule, go and see how the tzibur conduct themselves and follow them. And here we see that the tzibur holds that she and her slaves do not eat. Amma Rabbi Yosa had the amma. Ein, she said, Eina Uber, Poisel, es mi shuroi le'echol, v'lai machel, es mi she'eina roi le'echol. Rabbi Yosef inferred that a fetus does not disqualify one who is proper to eat, and does not feed one who is not proper to eat. Pani, Rabbi Shmuel, bow, she said, Yosef, Mishim Aviv, Haya, Bas, Ma'acheles. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, quoting his father, said in Abaisa, if the widow was pregnant and there was a daughter, and not much property, so even if the fetus is a boy, he doesn't inherit, because all the property is used to feed the girl. She feeds the slaves. Rabbi Immi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan chikenai ra'uya l'tosam and amazonas. Rabbi Immi quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that this is because it was proper to seize the slaves for food for the daughter. V'esha ein ra'uya l'tosam min amazonas. The Gemara asks, is the widow not proper to seize the slaves for her own food? She's proper to claim her ksuba and lose her food. It's not certain that she'll be fed. Therefore, this is not a reason to permit the slaves. Akasha, she say truma, midvar teira, umozin, habonais, midivayhen. Midivayhen, oikra, midvar teira. You will ask, well, truma is midor aisa, and food for the daughters is midor abonon. Do the chachamim's words uproot Torah law means permit to eat truma? Man da ama me'elehen kiblu alehim as amasas. The answer is, this is like the opinion that in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, they accepted masas and truma obligations on themselves, so also truma is only midrabon. Asher chasam yishmol ba Rabbi Yosef, cholok al Rabbi Avon, da ama Rabbi Simon b'shem Cholfai, Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yosef, or ba kral, nimnu al, say, Avi Ashkelon with Yeru. Turns out that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rebbe argues with Rabbi Avon, because Rabbi Simon said in the name of Chalfai that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, and Bar Akval voted about the airspace of Ashkelon and were retired, and it does not have Tumah of Chutz La'aretz. הירי פנחס בן יואה שם היהודין היינו לסיוקי של אשקלון ולא יחים חיתם ואילם לירינו וטייבלן ואיכלם את רמייסינו. This is based on Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyeh, who said that Kehanim may descend to the marketplace of Ashkelon and buy wheat without concern for Shemitah or Masos, and ascend to our city, immerse and eat our Tumah. The Macha Bikshu Le'manoi Saleha, Le'poitim in Masos, V'mashach B'shmo B'b'yosiyas Yadav, Shai Mestamich, Abin Akvar. The next day they wanted to vote about it to exempt it from Masos. Rabbi Shmuel B'b'yosiyas withdrew his hands to show his disapproval. He had been leaning on Ben Akfar. Amalai bni lamalai amart li mepnei ma mashachtes yodecha v'ayisi oim melach edmor ani timesi v'ani tiharti. Rishwab Yosi said to Ben Akfar, my son, why didn't you ask me, why did you withdraw your hands? And I would have told you that yesterday I was metame, and I was metaya to mesos ha'oretz medrabon, so chacham can be lenient when they want. Asher v'ani oim melach shema now, it means to exempt from Masa, I say to you, perhaps it was conquered, means that Masa supplies Midiraisa, how can I exempt from Torah law? When is Ashkelon Tomei due to Tumah of Chutz La'aretz? I should say now, Rabbi Simon B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishishai, Arboim Yoim. Simon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered it from when one delays there for 40 days. Ashkach Tani B'Shem Abai Me'elehem Kibla Alehem Esa Masas. It was found, taught in the name of Abai, that in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, they accepted Masas on themselves, and Midiraisa they were exempt. Amma Yos Masas Midiraihem, Umrazoin Habonais Midiraihem, Midiraihem, Oikrim Es Diraihem. Earlier Rabbi Yossi said that if there was a daughter, she feeds, means food for the daughters of Midrabon, and Chacham's words are brute, their words, which is their words of Truma or Bayashani. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Oimer, should say, are you Sham Mizchorim Machilim? The Kevoi say Machilos. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, if there were males, your sons, they feed the slaves. If there were females, means daughters, they do not feed. Are you Sham Mizchorim Machilim? Shehu, should say, Shnei Sfikris. Safek Zacha Safek Nekeva. Now I should say, Safek ben Kayama, Safek Einai ben Kayama, Shtei Sveikos, Midivrei Torah Lahakel. If there were males, they feed because there are two Sveikos, perhaps the fetus is a male, and perhaps it's a female, and the female has no share in the slaves. And even if it's male, it's a Safek viable baby, Safek Nephil, miscarriage, and a Nephil had no share in the slaves, when the two Sveikos were lenient about Torah laws. I should say, Nana Kevus Eina Machilais, Shu Safik Echad, Safik Ben Kayama, Safik Eina Ben Kayama, Manashach. If there were females, they do not feed because there's one Safik. If it's a Safik, viable baby, Safik, not viable. If it's viable, no matter what you'll say, it owns a share. Zacha Hu Kula Tidei, the Kevahi, Nasva Cholka Iman. If it's a male, all the slaves are his. If it's a female, she divides the slaves with the daughters.